Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey. And ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
I have never seen the U.S. Congress as highly politicized as it is today. The atmosphere of acrimony affects everything. Even trade, which should be more bipartisan, has been drawn into the battle. Passage of the Central American Free Trade Agreement should be an easy vote for most members of the House. But at this point, the chance of passage is less than 50%. The Senate took the lead by passing the trade deal 54-45, but the House is a different story. Democrat leadership in the House is twisting party arms to discourage support of the bill. In years past, Democrats have provided 20 or maybe even 40 votes. President Clinton was a champion for trade, but this time around, their leadership does not want to give President Bush a victory on trade. Well, to me, it isn't a Bush victory at all. It's a victory for the U.S. farmer. We stand to gain about $1.5 billion of sales. Only Big Sugar stands to accept a small increase in Central American sugar imports. Here we have all of agriculture beating the drums for more trade, and sugar is a skunk at the party. We'll wait until we write the next farm bill. Sugar may not have too many friends. The CAFTA vote is bigger than it looks. It can have major implications on where we go in the Doha global trade negotiations. If we can't even pass a little old trade bill with our poor neighbors, how much clout could we expect to exert in the World Trade Organization? Just keep in mind that the next farm bill and the global trade negotiations are joined at the hip. Farm bill and trade negotiations, they will move forward in lockstep, and that's how it should be. Stay tuned. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.